Matthew chapter 27 and reading at verse 50. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. And when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." And many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word, and thank you for what you accomplished, Lord, through the great cross of Calvary. Dear friends, there were a few immediate signs, confirmations, God's amen already, that the death of Christ was not a defeat, but a glorious triumph, so hidden in humiliation, so hidden in indignity and so on, that it takes the resurrection to make it real, to make it known. But it's already there. The death is already the victory. Let's just briefly mention a few of them for our celebration on this Saturday before we celebrate the resurrection. One is the veil of the temple was ripped apart from top to bottom. There were priests at that very moment celebrating or offering or doing their work at the Holy of Holies, holy place. What a shock they had when this veil of the temple was ripped apart. Now a new and living way has been opened for all mankind through Christ to go to God. And God himself would not have to remain in the Holy of Holies, but now can leave that place and come to the abode that he longs to dwell in, the hearts of men and women who put their trust in him. What an amazing sign. Number two, there was a tremendous earthquake. The earth quakes, the rocks rend. Something great and glorious has happened, and the death of the mediator has decided the future of the old world. It is now devoted to destruction and awaits a great and great change in the future. This is why the writer to Hebrews said, when his voice shook the earth, now he has promised again, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. And this once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. God is going to restore this creation. And the death of Christ has cosmic effects, even on creation and on the whole universe. The third wonder is that with that earthquake, the graves opened up. The sepulchres opened up of saints long fallen asleep, and the corpses they conceal, invigorated by new life after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, go forth from their chambers and appear unto many in the holy city. They go all over the city, not immediately, the graves opened, but after the resurrection, they walked all over the city. What an amazing miracle. And they were there to show that the victory of Christ has taken place. The victory of the Calvary, of the cross, that was their purpose. Praise be to God. Not only that, but the centurion, not just one, but it seems to be from Matthew's reading that even some of his colleagues, they were all shaken. And maybe one centurion said it, but they were all there with him and said, surely he was the Son of God. And Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who were so afraid, secret disciples, After the cross, we would have expected them to be more afraid. But something happened to them. They became bold. They couldn't care less if they lost everything. But they boldly declared themselves as disciples. These are some of the amazing signs that God immediately gave. But there is one beautiful thing that happened, which is mentioned behind the scenes in Revelation chapter 12. It talks about the incarnation of Christ and the dragon waiting to devour this child. But this child was snatched up to heaven and the dragon could not destroy the Christ child. But then the scene changes in Revelation 12. It shows a great cosmic war going on between Michael the archangel and Satan. And then it speaks of how suddenly something happened on earth that transformed the war in heaven. Normally it's the other way about. And from suddenly, the victory was won in the heavenlies. And it says 6 times in that chapter that Satan was bounced out, cast out, thrown out of the heavenlies, rendered powerless, not destroyed yet, but rendered powerless. Satan's defeat took place when Jesus died on the cross, when he nailed the sinless Son of God. He became guilty in the divine courts of justice. Praise be to God. Let us celebrate the victory of Calvary and what was accomplished there. God bless you. In the next video, we'll talk about the burial of Jesus. Amen.